For today's High Peak Viewpoint, I'm talking to John Willman, organiser of the Pack Horse Classic Car Show in Chapel on the Frith. Well, John, it's been going for 10 years now. Tell us a bit about the history of the event.
Well, originally, it stemmed from a suggestion of mine with the person who was the landlord at the time, one winter's evening, that it might be a nice idea to have a small but intimate and selective classic car show on his car park, rather than the big, massive ones that you get in different parts of the High Peak. And eventually we actually tried it about, as I said, 10 years ago, and it proved so popular that we carried it on with subsequent landlords. And the present landlord, Nick and Sharon Ratcliffe, picked it up and run with it and actually developed it into a really superb social occasion, in as much that we now have a very superior barbecue eating experience by Jason Foster. And following that, we have they have organised a rhythm and blues group to play for the people when they've had a chance to have a look at the cars. And the response has been so enormous that this year we're having to rejig the way that the thing is run.
And so it's expanding. So it's 2 days this year.
Well, yes. The reason for that is that it's always been a car and bike show. That I personally just organised the cars and someone else organised the bikes. But in the past, we've had the cars on the car park at the back because obviously they need the space, and the bikes have tended to congregate at the front of the pub where there's very limited space. And that's proved so popular that we've had a problem with the bike enthusiasts sort of spilling into the road and causing traffic problems. So it's been decided this year that we'd give them their own night, which is Thursday the 23rd, after the cars. But again, there will be the same facilities with the barbecue, and there will also be a different rhythm and blues group playing as well.
And so tell us a bit about the cars that you're expecting along this year.
Well, over the years, we've had a selection of everything from sort of vehicles from the 1920s through extremely weird and wonderful bits and pieces. We had an East German Trabant last year, which you don't see an awful lot of, right through competition-based vehicles up to modern supercars. It's not an old car show per se. It is anything that's interesting and people want to have a look at.
And is it local people or are people coming long distances or...?
Well, a lot of it's local people because I made up the original show with people who just happened to be local that I knew with that kind of car, and there are quite a lot, strangely enough. But over the years, yes, we get people coming from sort of Macclesfield and, you know, quite reasonable distances.
And are you a bit of a car buff yourself? Is that why you started it?
Well, yes, I am. I've been a petrol head all my life.
What's your weakness? What have you got?
Oh, MGs. I actually compete in them in sprints and hill climbs, and have been doing for about the last 50 years, actually.
Oh, well, just remind everybody when and where.
Right. The car show will be on Wednesday the 22nd, and the bike show will be Thursday the 23rd, again on the rear car park at the Pack Horse on Market Street in Chapel and Frith.